Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti, and our wonderful co-host, Veronica, is stuck in traffic, so she'll be calling in momentarily to join us. We're not sure what happened to her. We just know she's stuck. So tonight's show, The Shadow, of course, continues, and tonight's subject is where and what are you resisting? And, you know, these shows come because of my own experience, and they show it to me so absolutely that I can't miss it. So we should have some fun with that tonight. We're going to talk about the subtleties of resistance in all of its forms. And, you know, I have to say to you that it's been a real study for me this week to see the different ways, not only through the sessions I do, but also in my own life and with my family and friends, and see how resistance is cropping up, especially right now, and why we're resisting all the changes that are inundating us at this time, and boy, they are coming at us like crazy. So I'm going to share something with you before we even do the dedication, and I do want to remind everybody, especially if you have not listened to the show before, the energies come right through the computer into your home. So if you have any specific intentions, personal intentions for physical, emotional, spiritual, financial healing, you're welcome to set them now and ask for help. You now understand that this is an invitation for assistance and co-creation, not for them to do it for you, to do it with you. And if you're uncomfortable doing it and you don't feel that you're ready to do anything like that yet, you don't have to. You know, this is not anything that's foisted on you. It is an opportunity, however, to have some assistance and some co-creative assistance. And I always emphasize the co-creative part of this. I just got something before we do the dedication for tonight's show, from our darling friend Squirrel, and I thought I would share this with you since we have a few minutes before Veronica joins us. This is just so appropriate for what we've gone through with the eclipse that we've just been through and Mercury retrograde, so I'll just share this with you. It's by Lauren Gorgo, and I don't even have a website for her. Unfortunately, but you're welcome to search her name. It's Lauren and Gorgo. And too bad Veronica's not on because she calls it cellular goo, which is, you know, one of Veronica's terms. Still reeling from that lunar eclipse. Ouch. That moon packed quite a punch, so don't be alarmed if you find yourself off-center, fatigued, unmotivated, angry, frustrated, irritable, disconnected, or just plain blah. The energies that surfaced from this lunar event created great havoc in the lives of many, highlighting the shadows of some deeply hidden thoughts and behaviors and revealing many new layers of truth. These revelations were collectively on the micro and the macro levels, and some were very hard to look at. Good news is that the lunar eclipse also marked the end of much, the end of a long cycle of clearing the way for our new lives and releasing all that is not in accord with our divine intentions. Mercury's finally gone direct, though barely perceptible. It's still not moving very much. Bits and pieces of new Earth energy seem to be coming in and out of our awareness, but nothing is really sticking yet. Don't worry, it will. So she goes on to talk about, of course, we're waiting for the masses to catch up, and we've kind of hit this in previous weeks. Another opportunity to prepare our portals for the entry of abundance. These portals will allow for us to make our visions a reality and supply us with the physical means to implement our dreams. Though abundance is universal, it's up to each of us to provide the quantum elixir with a physical point of entry into our lives. This is the co in co-creation. I like this girl. She's very clever. Um, Also, she goes on to say that during the eclipse, you may have found yourself purging yet another or final, well, I won't say it's a final layer. She may, of cellular goo. You know, that stuff that seems to stick to you no matter what you do, call it karma. This release manifests in the physical as a flu again. And, we had so many people hit, you know, of course they talk about it being, you know, so widespread, but, you know, as we've worked with a lot of people, the team and I, we saw this very cellular rather than it being, you know, something that people were catching. Also, she talks about detached desire, and, I think that this is really an important piece because I'm seeing this coming up as well. We have no energy to hold on to anything in the process of suffering through this illusion of lack. We also open to greater possibilities by letting go of the very blocks that were inhibiting our manifestations to begin with. If you find yourself getting to a point of frustration or despair about your dreams, thinking that they will never manifest, or maybe thinking you've made the wrong decision and wanting to give up, know that they're very close indeed. It's only when we're ready to give everything up that we can truly have it all. The enigma that it remains is, will we even want it anymore when it arrives? I love this. It's very, very clever. So I wanted to share that with you. She makes one other statement. Having everything means needing nothing at all. And this is the freedom that comes with becoming whole again. This is where we are right now. We're being literally stripped of all codependency. And, boy, I've got this in the notes. This came in after I wrote the notes for tonight's show. Or external things we think we need so we can plug back into ourselves as the main resource for all we wish to experience and attract. Not that having won't feel good in this new space, it just won't feel dire. This is when we deeply realize in a visceral way that we were the only ones blocking our birthright to begin with. Okay. Tonight's dedication. Tonight's dedication is to holding the highest resonance at every moment because our energy signature radiates into the collective and the cosmos. And, you know, I've talked about this and talked about this in terms of really monitoring our thoughts and our resonance. I've never seen it be more important than it is right now. Yes, we've got challenges. Yes, we've got, you know, stuff hitting us. But we're having the opportunity right now to make choice after choice after choice after choice, choosing the highest thought, choosing the highest resonance, choosing the highest decision.
And I chose the wrong thing, Jackie, because I worried about getting here and practically crawled up some guy's bumper who slowed down more and more in front of me.
Hi, well, Veronica, I can't hear you, so what we're going to do is have them shut down the show and pull it back up.
Okay.
Beth, can you hear us? All right, our second time on the air tonight, folks.
I apologize.
Welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Who was stuck in traffic.
Yes. And wanting to go faster and complaining in my mind, which I think retarded the process.
Yeah, it did. I could feel the resistance. Interesting that tonight's show is on resistance.
Well, I'm here to be a good example.
Excellent. Thank you. Tonight's show, The Shadow Continues, Where and What Are You Resisting? And we're going to talk about the subtleties of resistance in all its forms and why... And why we're resisting all the changes that are inundating us right now. I read a little piece in the first part of the show that's not going to be on for those that are going into the archives. Lauren Gorgo, LaurenGorgo is the last name. You have to search her because I have no website for her. Interestingly enough, Veronica, she calls it cellular goo. And that's a direct, you know, quote from you, so I thought that was really interesting. I guess we're all tapping into the same collective.
The same goo.
Yes, exactly. Okay, again, I'm going to say this. You know, set your intentions, even if you're listening from the archives, the energies are there. There is no time, so I want to emphasize this. So if you're going into the archives, you can still set your intentions because the energies come through the computers right into your home. If you have any kind of specific healing that you're requiring or requesting or desiring on a co-creative level, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, financial, I'd like to dedicate tonight's show to holding the highest resonance at every moment because our energy signature radiates into the collective and the cosmos. And, you know, we've talked about this and talked, you know, ad nauseum about how important the thoughts that we're holding, the choices that we're making right now. And I love this statement about our energy signature radiating into the collective and the cosmos.
That's wonderful. Like being a note.
It's exactly like being a note.
A chord, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. They gave me this a long time ago and related everything to music at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And it made perfect sense to me. So I want to talk about last week's show for a minute, Ronnie. Mm-hmm. And last week's show was Healing Betrayal and Competition to Embrace the Divine Masculine and Feminine. And that show seemed to bring up a lot of stuff for people. I was fascinated by the number, not only did we get emails, but a lot of people got stirred up also physically. They started feeling discomfort in different organs of the body. A squirrel who, she has the most sensitive liver on the planet, she started getting pains in the liver. And it seems that whenever we talk about the burning years, it seems to trigger people physically and emotionally.
But I also find that when you talk about betrayal and competition, many of us feel deeply uncomfortable.
I absolutely agree. So I think it was kind of a combination of both of those.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I also want to bring up one other thing here. What was interesting, you know, someone who was listening to the show, had a session a few days later. And during the show, it triggered them, and this specifically related to the burning years. And when we went into their second chakra, there was this huge box. And she had already peeked into the box after the show. She could feel, you know, this started actually with a session prior to the show. Then the show really triggered it again. And in this box were screams of women.
Mm-hmm.
And
screams of women or screams?
Screams. Mm-hmm. Screaming women.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord.
And she felt that she was one of the betrayers, that she had turned women in. And during, of course, her healing session, what we found out was that she was very religious, and she had been coaxed to believe that she was doing the right thing. Now, she was not doing it out of malice, but there was, you know, and so I really wanted to bring this piece up because not only were a lot of people felt that they were betrayed, but they also possibly betrayed others. And, you know, again, we're not always the victims here. Sometimes we inflict, mm-hmm. I mean, through these different lifetimes, we get to play both sides of the coin. And it doesn't, you're going to feel it regardless of what side of the coin you were on this. This is not, God, I don't want anybody taking on guilt for any of this. That's the last thing I want.
But I think sometimes when we have perpetration in you know, in our history, it hurts probably more than the victim.
I guess I would agree. I absolutely would agree. It's more difficult to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to bring that up because there's also a big chunk of shame stuck in that collective matrix of that whole experience through those hundreds of years. And So this was very powerful. And for those of you, and of course, you know, doing these, we don't know if people actually lived them or took on the imprint so that they could help to heal them. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing I want to say, that, you know, for those of you that are listening to the show, I mean, you're amazing people, each and every one of you. And, you know, I always want to be sure that you all understand that, that you've all taken on far more than your fair share.
And Jackie, if we have simply have the imprint, it actually doesn't matter, does it? I mean, it's still a huge
It
healing.
Reads like a lifetime. You can't tell it's not one until after this lifetime. You won't know.
But it's still every bit as potent as
it,
far as
absolutely,
tuning the body.
Every bit. It's just like sitting there with all your guides going through this giant Rolodex going, I'll take one of these, and yeah, I want to have one of those. Because in my overall design for the coming lifetime, these are the things I want to experience, and here's the setup for it. Because you're dealing in a form of consciousness that just isn't available anywhere else in the cosmos. It's so unique. It's so different.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, during the time that Adrian DeBeer and John Matt took me out that one night to show me how it all worked, this was after John died, right after John Mack died. And the two of them, it was very exciting, but it was like looking into a bubble. And we could just peel it back and listen to each person's experience very easily. There was no traveling involved. It was just like calling it forward. So I don't want to go into that too much because, you know, we're all dealing with so much right now with the eclipse that we've just been through. And I do want to say, for those of you who are still online and heard it the first time, this Lauren Gorgo goes on to say that people are feeling off-center, fatigued, unmotivated, angry, frustrated, irritable, disconnected, or just plain blah.
That's a pretty good arsenal.
I think that pretty much covers it.
It's a cranky pool.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Just stuff bubbling up. So tonight's show is about resistance and why it's showing up so strongly right now. And this is such, as we're facing the new world, you know, it's like being pulled forward and pulled backward at the same time. The draw of the old, the known, the safe, even if it's uncomfortable, we know it. And the unknown, the future, is frightening for a lot of people, no matter how much everybody talks about the new world, the new world, the new world. It's the unknown new world, and a lot of people are afraid. It's natural to human consciousness to be so. So when new awareness is offered, the usual response, coming from a human perspective, is to resist it at some level. We may say we want it, we want to go forward, but that unknown, that lack of a floor to step out onto, is scary as hell. So I'm going to read you a quote here. Some resist outright and close their minds to the possibility of a different and more expanded reality. Some don't even see the possibility of a different and more expanded reality because their resistance is so subtle. Then there are those who see the possibilities of a different and more expanded reality, and they choose to make it wrong in order to hold on to the beliefs that are comfortable and their illusion of power. I think that's such a powerful statement.
That are comfortable in their illusion of power?
That's right. Mm. I think the whole statement is very powerful, how resistance steps in, and it, again, it's going to step in. People may think it's their negative ego. I don't care what it is. It's resistance. For one thing, you know, and I kind of want to go through these because I think they're so powerful. And, you know, tonight why I'm laughing is because normally I write out the whole show. Tonight I just made notes. So Veronica called and said she was running late, and I'm thinking, great, I'm waiting for her to respond to these that she's not going to be there.
It was an act of faith, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
We're doing fine.
Okay. first one that came up was resisting responsibility. And I think this is a huge one because it's the ability to respond. Believing in yourself and your ability to respond and believing that you're powerful enough to respond.
Even if you don't have notes.
Even if... You're never going to let me live this one down. You notice I'm not putting you on the hot seat on this one.
I'm too resistant anyway.
I know. So, I think the reason I brought this one up, this resisting responsibility, is the fear that people feel that they're not equipped to respond in a world where we're literally creating it as we go. You know, it's one thing, again, to talk about it in theory. It's another thing to know that that's where we're going. And so the lure of the known holds us. That's the resistance. I know that this table's solid. I know that, you know, I can count on this. And I know that's going to, you know, and even if my husband's a jerk, I know he's going to be there. Even if my kids are being punky, I know they're going to be there. But we're having to step up to a whole new level of responsibility, ability to respond. It's coming, folks. It's not going to go away. If you look out there in the world, if you're listening to the news, reading a newspaper, doing anything like that, we have agreed to come in and set a new morphogenetic grid to make a new path. And I'm talking to everybody listening to this show tonight. There are no exceptions. You could, you know, anybody who's listening may say, well, not me. Yes, you. because we don't know how anything is going to look. And if you're watching the news and you're listening to what's going on with the economy, I mean, we have a ray of hope right now with the elections. You know, depending on who you're voting on and what your beliefs are, and I don't want to get into that politically tonight, but we have a little bit of light flickering over here because, you know, there's always the hope of change whenever there's an election year. But if you look at, if you, you know anything about economics and, you know, about energy and about certainly what's going on in the financial markets, not only in our country but globally, it's looking pretty bleak out there. I mean, really bleak. And bear in mind that we're only getting a small percentage of the truth in this country anyway. So we have to have that strength of believing that we have the ability to respond, knowing that our friends and family on the other side of the veil are going to co-create with us and work with us to help create something brand new that's never been before, a whole new floor, a whole new world. Now, you know, people who get into the, you know, maybe you'll remember what it's called, Veronica, there was some program or, you know, thing where, you know, all debt was going to be wiped out and this and that and the other thing. I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm talking about the fact that we really do live in an illusion. Our world can be different if we choose it. Mm-hmm. But we have to believe it. We have to stop resisting because it's very simple. It's very easy to get locked into that resistance of staying in the known and trying to struggle with what, you know, we're being told. Veronica, what about you with your clients? Are you seeing a lot of resistance to change right now?
I think people are mildly afraid and kind of holding on to their territory.
Okay.
And when you were saying that about, like many of us, many of my clients as well, talk about the potential of living the reality that we design, but they're tripping over so many difficulties right now. And it's really hard to know if we're just deluded, you know, like political structures.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
And that's where the resistance gets really hard.
Okay. And this, you know, I'm going to go back to trusting that we have the ability to respond, that we are powerful enough And I think this is really where, you know, the whole power retrieval thing is to build back our sense of power that goes beyond just what we perceive in the physical, but gives us a sense of dominion,
mm-hmm.
that we are reality creators. We are not wimpy. We are not, you know, and, you know, there are tools. You know, we talk about them all the time. Everything is neutral. You choose the outcome. Every experience is neutral. Okay? You're making the choice. That's the way it works on this planet. You know, if you have a question, pick up Bashar's book, Blueprint for Change. It's B-A-S-H-A-R, Blueprint for Change. A real basic blueprint for change. You know, you can zip through that book in a couple of days. It gives you some wonderful insights.
The changes come through the way we're holding our thoughts, and that gets so inflicted by what's going on out there.
Well, and this is where, you know, here's the problem, I see. There's a part of us that wants to, like, stick our head in the sand and not look out there, but if we're doing it so that because we're afraid, that'll never work. If you can look at what's going on out there and still feel powerful enough to make choices and decisions and to believe in your ability to create. I'm not talking about creating by dealing with other humans out there. I'm talking about creating from a higher perspective and dropping it in.
Mm-hmm.
Having that magic and believing in your magic. This is embracing the divine masculine and feminine. You know, being able, there are lots of tools. Lazarus.com. There's enough tapes on that website. If you can't find what you're looking for, something's wrong.
Take you past 2012 to get through them all.
Yeah, that's true. But it's a buffet. But mm-hmm. there are tools on there, creating your reality, how to do it, how to program, how to process. Resisting opportunities. Well, let's go back to the resisting response. This is making a choice at every turn and without going into fear. Because fear at this point, this goes back to, you know, the whole thing about our energy signature. The minute you go into fear, you shift your energy signature. That goes right into the collective and out into the cosmos. And you pinch off literally the help that's available to you. They can't get through that fear shield to you. It's a fascinating thing. I mean, they've been showing me things this week that have been really, really interesting. And that happened to be one of them. And I thought, wow. Okay?
How do we cancel the fear? If you can't stop it, because sometimes it's pretty fast.
Well, again, this goes back to your belief in your ability to respond. If you have tools,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you literally believe and if you reclaimed enough of your power from other situations and you're dealing, certainly everybody out there has experienced magic in their lives. If you don't know how it happened, that may be a problem. Well, it was magical. It just dropped in. Wonderful. What were your beliefs and attitudes at the time? What were you thinking? What were you feeling? Lazarus has said this for years. Process how and who were you in the moment that allowed the magic to drop in? How did you unpinch your good, that flow that was coming towards you? Was your resonance high? Were you laughing? Were you joking? Were you happy? What was it? Very important stuff. Really important stuff. I mean, resisting opportunities. You know, this is a real interesting statement because when the economy is in the current state it is, people buckle down. They don't want to do anything new. They just want to stay put. They want to get safe. And
you want to get secure.
And secure, which is an illusion in and of itself. But this is another place that we run resistance. And, you know, and I got to say to you, physically, if you're running resistance, it's going to show up in blood pressure. It's going to show up in joints. I have this thumb, and whenever I'm running resistance, I can count on this damn thumb to flare up on me. It's a signal.
I told you that I have an ankle that whenever I'm kind of hiding an insecurity or fear, it goes out in me. I can't walk until I sort it out.
I love that. I love it.
It's a great teaching tool. It's just a little embarrassing when people know what
it is. Well, our guides are fabulous. Resisting joy. A lot of people have bought into this whole concept that still hangs around on the planet, came out of religion, that you got to suffer, okay? And this one is subtle. It's in the collective. It's cellular. That there's something wonderful about being a martyr and suffering.
Well, that was how to get to heaven for thousands of years, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Absolutely. Yes. I actually have somebody I know who is not a client, and I certainly wouldn't consider them really a friend, who believes you have to suffer before you die, that this is your entree into heaven.
Oh, wow.
And totally believes it.
Wow.
How much suffering am I going to do?
Hmm.
Resisting love. And this one is, it's amazing to me how many ways we do this. And I'm there too. I'm certainly not pointing fingers, trust me. So, how many ways do we don't think, first of all, we don't think we deserve it. This book, you know, this is a value issue. It's deep. We fear it because of the possible pain and loss of love. We're afraid of being vulnerable. And this one is going to come up really big here very, very soon. Because allowing in our star friends and their love for us, and I mean it's there now if you're involved at all, you won't let them in all the way. You absolutely will not. You won't be able to handle, I mean they have to monitor how much love everybody on the other side of the veil, they can send the love to you, but you're the one that monitors how much you'll open to. But they have to also be careful how much they're sending. And they're not going to invade. You know, that's not the goal. It'll bust the game. Which I always find a very interesting comment, but it will. And this planet is it's a giant game board. It's really fascinating. The more I see, the more I sit around and go, oh, my gosh.
What is the game is that we can't really take on the love without it blowing us apart, and we're learning to love. And
yeah, well, it's more than just the love. It's everything. The whole way that the consciousness is structured here, the whole way the illusion, you know, everything is mirrored back to us. Lazar said it, you know, it's done with smoke and mirrors. Bashar has said it. The more I see it now, the more I'm just absolutely fascinated. And, you know, and certainly, Veronica, we've all done this. I mean, you can't tell me you haven't resisted love.
Oh, yeah, I was just thinking a lot of times it's because I'm going to be better and I'm not ready yet to be good enough or something. Something of that ilk. I'm not quite ready for this yet. I'm not quite there yet. I don't think I'm the only one like that. I see that in people all the time.
I would say it's also I'm not good enough. There's a part of people, this is again a shadow thing. If people really knew me and they knew all of my flaws and foibles, they wouldn't love me. So I'm going to improve myself until I'm really worthy of love.
Yeah, I think I've done that a lot, and I know many people have done that.
Okay, well...
It's a never-ending job.
I know. Stop it. We are loved automatically. We are honored. We are considered to be the most courageous beings going that we're even on this planet.
Well, I wasn't meaning that. I meant the honor of the job of improving ourselves is just an infinite thing. It's growing anyway, isn't it?
Well, of course. But, I mean, we're working on this planet
mm-hmm.
with such limited knowledge of who we really are.
Mm.
You know, with very restricted game rules. And the fact that we are where we are, considering the restrictions we're functioning under, it's amazing. Believe me, you deserve to be loved.
And I think you already said it, we are always loved. It's just a trick to let yourself have that.
It's a trick to believe, you know,
yeah.
If you're not willing to allow the love in, if you're not willing, A, to love yourself, and B, allow the love in, then you're back in that earning place. And if you're in the earning place, everything gets messed up. As long as you think you have to earn love, all your agendas start kicking in, and you can't do anything clean
mm-hmm.
because you're looking for approval. And if you don't believe it, watch a child who's trying to earn their parents' approval and all the machinations that they go through trying to earn parental approval. And some of us have been with men who are still in their late 30s and 40s trying to earn parental approval. I know I was. And, of course, the fear of vulnerability. And that vulnerability is, if they really know me, you know, will they believe I'm lovable? And this goes back to your concept of I'll just get better and better. But you're already there.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, from their perspective and the way that they love us, and I mean, I see it in the sessions every day, the love that they have for us, the diligence that they are, the work that's going on, the way our higher selves and guides are bringing now messages through the second chakra, you know, and other chakras as well. You know, hearing any way they can to bring these messages to give us clues and ideas where we can shift and change and open and heal. And you know, when I look at it, and the team is over here at some hospital and over there and here and there and working with, I mean, nobody's out there thanking him, giving him a paycheck or anything.
Yeah. Just saying, more, more, yeah.
Well, I mean, I just look at how much love they have for us to do everything that they're doing right now. And, I mean, I feel that every single day of my life. Do we have a caller?
Sounds like it.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I have a question.
Yes.
It's kind of related. I've heard that the soul generates many personalities, but what happens after we cross over to our personality? I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say.
Well, okay, this requires a really long answer, honey, which is kind of not really in line with what we're doing here tonight. I'm going to give it to you as quickly as I can.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to give you the Crypt Note version.
Okay, great.
All experience is happening in one now moment. It's not
okay.
Linear. Every lifetime, every moment is happening right now. It's just viewed from different perspectives. So if you took a giant spiral, okay, every single lifetime you've ever had, every single experience in every single lifetime and every potential experience is all around this spiral. All happening in one now moment.
Okay.
Do you understand?
No, kind of.
Kind of.
I'm just
okay.
Confused.
So.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That really is the answer to your question, because your question is linear, but.
Yeah, like what happens to me? Okay, to me, the person that I am now in this lifetime, when I cross over, will I recognize that I'm the person who just crossed over? Or will I relate to the other lives that I had and forget the person that I am now? I don't know if that makes sense.
No, you will never forget the person that you are now, because everything is happening in one now moment.
Okay.
And you will be aware, and in this lifetime, you're going to be able to access all of those lifetimes. That
in this
is the
lifetime.
Future for you. That you will be able to tap into other lifetimes and actually kind of jump back and forth. That's in the future, in this lifetime, providing you stay here that long.
Right.
But that's a potential for all of us because we're here trying to integrate everything. So there will come a time, if you continue on your spiritual path, where you'll actually be able to access different lifetimes, different timelines, if you will, and tap into that lifetime, gain and garner gifts and share information and hop back and forth.
Okay.
How exciting is that?
That's really exciting.
Okay, great.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You bet, honey. Thank you for calling.
God bless you. Bye.
Okay. Okay, resisting change.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good question, by the way.
Mm-hmm, it was.
Change. This is my big one here. Change. The resistance to change. First one, of course, is because we resist change because it looks like we're going to lose power. And we feel powerful in our old beliefs. Okay? But in the new world, you are constantly, consciously co-creating, sharing with everyone and aware of it. There are no more power plays. None. No more power over, no more better thans. It's literally going to be a whole different arena, which will require, based on the question that the gentleman just had, being totally in the now moment, every moment. This is going to be big, and change. And I, the rest of this is really about change. Everything around us is changing, and it's changing more rapidly than it ever has before. And I can see people feeling very unseated. This goes back to this last eclipse that we had, really kind of seeded this in. Things like relationships with our friends, a lot are going to fall away. We've talked about this before. More than ever before, allowing our friends to be exactly who they are and where they are without any judgment, just being the neutral observer. Because we can't change anyone right now, and if we try to change them, we're resisting change. It's a paradox.
And I've been dealing with that a lot and having to sit there and look and realize that certain people aren't going to want to value the same things I do. It's kind of that simplistic.
Yes, it is.
And letting them go and being perplexed because I want to make it better or something. And it's like having to just sit there and go, that's the way they are right now.
That's right.
That's the way you are.
That's right. And the next one is our children. And more than ever before, we're going to have to allow them to play out their unique agenda, what they came here to work with, their life path, without judgment or interference. And be the observer, not the controlling parent. That's going to be required in this shift that we're going through.
And it may be a challenge.
It's going to be a huge challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be a huge challenge. And, you know, and that's why I'm bringing it up tonight, because I felt that this was so important.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships with our partners and our spouses. And, you know, I want to talk about a client here without using a name.
Oh, give us the name.
No, I don't think so.
I'm sorry, everybody.
I know. This is Shop Talk. She's being funny. Okay. These were two people who came together, each of them incredibly powerful people. And it was really fascinating to watch the dance that they did as these two incredibly powerful people came together. And finally, after, I mean, I've never seen, especially the female in this situation, the changes that she has been through this relationship and the growth, the personal growth that she's gone through. Yes, we have a caller.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
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 yes, I'm listening to your show and identifying really quite intimately with everything you're saying. About 3 months ago, I had the feeling that I should just quit my job. It was just so clear that it was no longer part of my life path. And I'm a careful person, very cautious. And just out of the blue, I gave my 2-week notice. And
good
at
for
the
you.
Time, I'm sorry?
Good for you.
Well, at the time, you know, it felt like this is definitely something I was supposed to do. It was like an initiation, and I passed it. And for about a week, I felt absolutely elated, and then all the doubts and fears started creeping in because I didn't have anything to go to. Yet the feeling was so strong that indeed this was a phase of my life that was to end and I was to begin something new. But like you mentioned, I stepped off into the void and there's no safety net beneath me or hand to grab onto. And it has been 3 months now, and I see myself pulling back into the old traditional ways of thinking survival and going back to old traditional work, and it's just not happening.
Well,
so
I would...
desperation is setting in, and I have no idea what to go to, and I'm wondering if is there anyone else who has done such a thing, just cold turkey.
Well, yes, I've
made a 90-degree turn,
have,
and
yes, I've had
and
that have
not really anything
recently.
To go to,
and
it's
I,
quite
I would
fearful.
Make a recommendation to you right now, which is to put out your intention to ask for assistance as you're listening to the show tonight.
Okay, I have done that.
Okay, wonderful.
But it's hard to have a clear intention because I really do not know what I am meant to be doing.
That's okay. Your intention, all it needs to be is to ask for co-creative help to assist you in finding the highest and best place for you to be right now.
Okay, no specifics then, just sort of
that's
a general...
That's the way I'd phrase it.
What is for my highest and best possible
Absolutely.
Good for my life at this time, then.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank
okay,
you.
I and I just needed reassurance. Has anyone else done this?
Right. We've had a lot of people, and, you know, we need to move on, honey, because we don't have much time left here. But thank you so much for calling.
Okay, and I thank you so much. Thanks.
Many blessings.
Many blessings.
Bye-bye.
Many too. Bye. Now, I want to get in. It's interesting because I have this loss or change in jobs or careers. So she called in just beforehand.
Illustrating your notes.
Right. I just want to say on this other client, what she did was she laid down her sword. Mm-hmm. And based on her experience, I think it's going to be next week's show about embracing the Empress and the High Priestess. This was such a powerful story. But she had to lay down her sword, which many of us carry a sword, you know, in terms of partnerships. I want to go on because I don't want to miss any much of this. Being so articulate.
I'm just thinking that we have a sword and we don't notice it a lot of times, do we?
If no, we really, really don't, but everybody carries one.
Yeah.
Because everybody's afraid at some level.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say also for some of you, your relationships with children may fall away for a while. Trust that they'll be back. You can communicate with them meditatively. You know, continue to talk with them, send them love and light. Don't try to control them because that's not going to work right now. The days of control are over. They're gone. If you're trying to control anybody, you are only hurting you right now. You cannot change anyone. And to the last caller, bless your heart, a loss or change in jobs or career. Many people are feeling they're coming to an end with their current career path, that they're feeling the call to something more fulfilling. Not everyone is going to leave their current career job at this time because you're needed where you are for the time being. But if you have that feeling, like this woman did, that was it, she had to let go, close the door. But then the fear creeps in, and this is the, you know, this responsibility, the ability to respond. This is where that old security blanket comes in and goes, oh, my God, I've stepped off the edge. Help.
Mm.
There are some people that, you know, and I tell people this a lot, be in the job you're in and love it. appreciate it, value it. And the more that you do, now it's a paradox here because it's the way things work on Earth. Appreciate it, but not to get something else. In other words, when you can be happy where you are and be happy what you're doing, with what you're doing, with no agenda in terms of manipulation, you then can allow yourself to step into something else. Now, Abraham will say, when you're in the middle of what you don't want, you send off rockets of desire for what you do want.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But there is another paradox in terms of the way human consciousness works, and that's loving and blessing what you have. And you know, I had to learn this one myself with the work I do. The sessions were very hard on me, and I had to come to a point where I was going to love these damn things no matter what.
And then did you feel better?
Huh?
Then did you feel better?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I absolutely, because they were very difficult on me energetically, but I came to a point not to manipulate, but I knew that if I changed me, if I changed my attitude, things would turn, and they did. Which then, now I know that we're going to start doing more, you know, intensives and other things. But I had to do that. I had to go through that piece of it. We're losing a lot of loved ones. That's coming, folks. We're going to lose animal friends, human family. Again, let go. Lovingly let go. It's not easy to do. Trust me, those that know me know that I lost my Millie girl of 12 years. But, you know, I let her go. I love her. She has worked with me from the other side of the veil in a wonderful way. She helped my life turn around physically and literally kicked me out of bed every day so that I'd get up and go exercise.
Hmm.
And really, I credit her with a lot of the changes in my life now. Resistance changes in our resonance. And that this is another one, because people are getting freaked out sometimes by the fact that they're getting so sensitive. Veronica, you know this one.
Mm-hmm.
I know this one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, there are some places, the UFO conference is going on in Laughlin right now, and I was going to go over Saturday, and I thought, I don't think so. Not that I don't love people, but there'll be a lot of people who are focusing on, you know, all of the negative stuff around ETs and this and that. Energetically, they're going to carry a lot of dark, heavy stuff. Do I really want to be in that energy? That's what I had to look at.
The thing I find also, Jackie, is as we're going through changes, we're way more we have to keep looking at birth canals where you can't put yourself out. Off and on, I find it goes off and on. I can go out, then I can't.
I agree with you, Veronica, and this has been, I mean, I had years where I couldn't go out, so you know that one.
Mm-hmm,
now I certainly can go and do a lot of things. I still can't go sit in a casino, but I don't have a desire to anyway, so that's not a problem. but watching, and that thank you for bringing that up, because that's really important, that you're going to have those highs and lows. Some days you're going to be able to go out and interact, and some days you need to just lay low and honor the fact that you're going through changes. It's not going to be that way forever, but your resonance is raising very quickly, and so you're going to tend to be more sensitive. And as you said, going through this birthing thing, some days you're just more sensitive than others.
Well, then you see, you said resisting changes of resonance, and it is kind of challenging. I mean, sometimes it just makes me want to go back to where I was before, where it wasn't such a pain, you know?
Believe me, I understand this one. It used to be really easy for me. I could go anywhere. Today, a little different, or a lot different.
And I used to feel strong because I could handle anything.
Right. But that was then, Veronica. Unfortunately, we're not there anymore.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying that there is a resistance, you know.
I know. Listen, I have friends that can go anywhere, and it kills me. But, hey, you know.
You can go anywhere in your mind. I bet they can't.
That's true.
Make room for the universe, because we can't handle this place sometimes.
Okay, resistance to changing our eating habits. And believe me, this is going to get more and more of an issue for all of you that are listening tonight. You're going to find that you're more and more sensitive to certain foods. You're going to find out, you may find that you're allergic. You may find that you're not going to be able to do food additives. You may have come to a point where you won't be able to do any kind of animal food. this is coming, and resistance to it is not going to help you. It's going to make it more difficult. Resistance to giving up addictions. This is my favorite one. I certainly have gone through a lot of changes, and a lot of people know that I smoke. Well, the interesting thing is I no longer smoke in my house, which cut my smoking by 2/3 overnight.
Wow.
And
was it hard? Did you resist?
No, when it was time, I didn't resist. It was just like that.
Hmm.
I just knew that it was something I wanted to do, and I went to somebody's house, and I thought, I can do that. I want to do that. And it was very interesting, and it was because my son is here, and he also smokes, and I don't like the smell of smoke. So it's been perfect. What I found is I was resisting this whole thing, and I finally let go of all resistance, and I knew it would come easily once I let go of the resistance.
Hmm.
But I'm not trying to make it difficult either. It will come of its own. I'm changing, therefore everything I do is changing.
Right.
That's the way I look at it. This last one, so important, guys, and this is resistance to connecting with our star friends. And I want to get through this real quick, and that's why I kind of cut everybody that called short. They want to touch us. They are coming in more and more closely, more lovingly. And believe me, if you have fear, and everybody does to some degree, everybody says, I want to see him, want to see him. Some of them are very scary looking to us. So please, rather than push yourself, I want to see them, I want to see them, feel them. Connect with them energetically. Don't make it a have to see them. And that would be the most loving thing I can tell all of you. Okay? Believe me, when I started out, I could see them all, and it got very, very, very overwhelming. So we've kind of changed things around. We've changed a lot of things around to make it easier on me and less distracting. I love them all. They all look different, okay? But some of them can be very scary, and they will do different things to make it so that you don't see them the way that they actually look. They're not going to fix it for you. But they do want to love you. And during the sessions now, they are touching people, and people are feeling it coming in very close, touching their heart, you know, their kiss, their cheek, their forehead. It's beautiful. And I want to do this last quote because it's so beautiful. Before we get to it, follow the thread of your resistance to the source or the seed of the resistance that you've got, whatever it is, and then try to figure out, how did you get there? Why are you resisting? Are you afraid of being powerful or of losing your power? Those are generally the two biggest issues, or fear of the unknown, which also relates to power. Are you afraid that you're going to lose everything you've known, like this lady that called in this evening? Fear of the unknown is your worst enemy right now. It's working. And Lazarus has a wonderful tape about working with the unknown, the beautiful unknown. Again, go on to lazaris.com. Also, another tape I would recommend by the Lazarus tonight is Busting and Building Image, which is something we are all going to need to do, changing our image to match with where we're going. Here's a quote by Ariella McCarthy from her new book. The moment of surrender is a transcendent state. It is a state in which you die to your old way of being so that a new one can be born. And that's what we're all doing. And that's the only thing that we're resisting, is transcendence. It's tough, guys. I can't tell you that this is an easy path. Believe me, we'll be dealing with this for a while to come. I have to give you one more quote by Ellen Cohen. You made it all up. Now make it up how you would choose it.
I like that.
And that's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. watch your resistance. I am watching mine. Every place it comes up, I start giggling because I see it. Every time I try to tell my son what to do, who's here visiting, I remember that I'm just like, oh, sorry, never mind. Or I do this, oh, my God, I didn't say that. Veronica, your show?
Meg Blackburn on children, all the special children, next week on Paradigm Shifters at 5 o'clock Tuesday on BBS Radio. And my own show is Radiance by Design, a call-in show at 4 o'clock. It's all about you and creating your life.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Our website, of course, is ethealing.com. And to the woman that called in, I would say to you, dear, if you want to send an email over with your name, address, phone number, date of birth, photograph, if you can attach one on your email, and request for assistance to find something new and something new, something more appropriate for you, we would sure, I'll put it out for the team. And I love you all. Peace of you is in Veronica, and a piece of every one of you is in Veronica and I, and a piece of Veronica and I are in every one of you. It can be no other way.
I still say the team for president.
Yeah, oh, boy. Listen, I would do that in a minute, and see, Squirrel just sent me the website for the lady that I read earlier, Lauren Gorgo, is thinkwithyourheart.net.
Oh, great.
thinkwithyourheart.net. Oh, thank you, Squirrel. I love you. Love you, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. And Veronica, I hope wherever you were, it was good.
This was even better, so we'll see you next week.
We love you.
Love
good
you
night,
too.
Everyone.
Good night.
Thank you so much.
Radio.